Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Concerns about the coronavirus continue to weigh on stock markets worldwide. Asian markets recorded sharp losses today following the latest declines on Wall Street. The Dow lost 1,190 points yesterday, its largest single-day point drop ever. For the week, the Dow is down 11%. Abigail Leonard has more from Tokyo.
Tokyo stocks closed down 3.7%. Even after Japan's prime minister promised swift action to avoid economic damage from the virus, starting by closing schools for a month. Indonesia's index dropped 10% since last week, on track to be its worst month since the financial crisis. Manila's exchange is headed for its worst week since 2011. And Shanghai, Hong Kong, and South Korean markets were all down over 2.5%. For NPR News, I'm Abigail Leonard in Tokyo.
Next up for the Democratic presidential candidates is tomorrow's South Carolina primary, where former Vice President Biden has been leading in the polls. 3 days later will be the Super Tuesday contest in 14 states, including Massachusetts. A new poll says Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has expanded his lead over Senator Elizabeth Warren in her home state. Anthony Brooks with member station WBUR reports.
Following disappointing results in Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada, it now appears Warren faces a tough fight in her home state. According to the poll, 25% of Democratic voters in Massachusetts support Sanders. 17% support Warren. Steve Cazella of the Mass Inc. polling group who did the poll says younger voters are fueling that 8-point lead for Sanders.
He's got 47% of voters under 45. Elizabeth Warren, she's got 16% of those voters.
The poll finds the two former mayors, Pete Buttigieg and Michael Bloomberg, in a virtual tie for third place, with former Vice President Joe Biden behind them. Sanders will be campaigning in Massachusetts today and tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Brooks in Boston.
A Pennsylvania nonprofit says it will delay the opening of a supervised drug injection site in Philadelphia after pushback from the local community. Nina Feldman with member station WHYY says earlier this week a federal judge rejected a legal challenge from the Justice Department.
The nonprofit, called Safe House, has always said it would open as soon as it had the legal authority. But community backlash and opposition from local elected officials caused the group to reconsider. The landlord of the Health Plaza, where the site was slated to go, also pulled out of the lease in response to complaints. Safe House's board members say they still plan to open, but need some time to regroup to figure out next steps.
That's Nina Feldman reporting. A jury in Mississippi is imposing 4 death sentences on a man convicted of killing 8 people in 2017. This is NPR News. Dozens of people attended a vigil in Wisconsin last night for the 5 people shot to death on Wednesday at the Molson Coors Brewery Complex in Milwaukee. A published report says the gunman who worked at the facility was involved in a dispute with one of the victims, a co-worker, before that shooting started. Mayan Silver with member station WUWM has more.
The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports the shooter was involved in a lengthy dispute with one of the victims that boiled over before the shooter came back with 2 guns and opened fire. Wayne Januszczak used to work with both people in question before retiring from Molson Coors 2 years ago. He drove 2 hours to be at the vigil. He says he was surprised at news of the conflict and the tragedy that has unfolded and pondered what it will take for the people working at Molson Coors to get back to normal.
Will they ever get back to normal? I don't know. Time heals, right?
Milwaukee police say the motive for the shooting is still under investigation. For NPR News, I'm Mayan Silver in Milwaukee.
A man responsible for a deadly freeway crash in Southern California has been sentenced to 51 years in prison. The 29-year-old was convicted of second-degree murder in the 2018 crash on Pacific Highway. Police say he was drunk at the time. It killed 3 Las Vegas teenagers who were on spring break. The driver rear-ended the victim's car at a red light in Huntington Beach. Again, Wall Street futures are sharply lower this morning. Dow futures are down more than 450 points. NASDAQ futures down 169. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.